All right, perfect. Well, we are here back in Sioux Valley Stadium, where we are watching the Sandpoint Lady Eagles take on the Antioch Half-Breeds. This is a rematch of the game we had yesterday, this time for fifth or sixth place. And, been so far we're about a minute into the game. The score is 0-3. The Sandpoint Eagles are the home team, and the Antioch Half-Breeds are the away team. Two free throws were just shot up by Trisha Morgan, the captain of the team for the Antioch Half-Breeds. Neither was made, but they were able to get their own rebound. And looks like we got a little shooting foul coming on here from Dontessa. And, yeah, Dontessa fouled number 34, Raven Phillips. And she'll have a chance to go to the line. All right, she lines up her shot. First one is good. That makes the score now 0-4. And the full court press was the main contributing factor to the victory yesterday for the Antioch Half-Breeds. They're able to really put a lot of pressure on the Eagles. We'll see what if Coach Julian's been able to make some important changes to get past it. Marissa makes a huge save, a pass to get through the half court. She was running. It was going towards Madison. Madison was breaking towards the basket, and Marissa dove in to save it. And a fast transition as they made that layup. The score now 2-5. And the Eagles do a great job putting pressure on the zone. Jump shot by number 22, that's Tiara Wolf. Doesn't make it. The rebound by Trisha Morgan. That one doesn't go in either. Rebound this time by Raven Phillips. She puts up a shot, and that one does not go in, but she will have a foul. So far now, five fouls in just 2 minutes for the Sandpoint Eagles. We'll see what kind of factor that plays in here as the game progresses. Okay, Raven makes her very first shot. That brings the score now 2-6. But what a great job the Eagles just did in breaking through the full court press. This was something that they couldn't do yesterday. It really affected their game in a very significant way. And they're passing this time. You can tell that they were working on this yesterday, how to make the pass, how to move from one side of the court to the other, because when you set up a zone full court press, there's open spots that you want to try to get the ball to quickly so you can outrun the defense. And the second one does not go in, but it's rebounded by Trisha Morgan. She puts the layup. That does not go in. Rebounded by Madison. Madison quickly gets it over to Dontessa, who moves through the defense. Oh, she pulls up, runs into trouble, tries to get rid of the ball. And, she was not able to. She was pulled up, got rid of her dribble, and was running into trouble with the defense. Luckily, as she tried to get rid of the ball, number 20 for the Half-Breeds, that's Crimson Phillips, tipped her hand and forced a foul. All right, Dontessa with the ball now to throw. Oh, she passes to Madison. Almost gets popped out by Raven Phillips. Now it's over to Julie on top of the three-point line. Oh, and there's a fall on the ground there as Dontessa and I believe that's number 20. Yep, number 20, Crimson Phillips, both went for the ball. And kind of a bit of a hip check there. Dontessa holding her arm a little bit. There was a skid on the floor as they both went down. No one's hurt seriously. Oh, pass into Marissa. Or Mariana. Mariana gets intercepted by Ravens. Oh, but Julia Johnson gets a hand on a pass from number 20, Kristen Phillips, over to number 12 or 22 for the Antioch Half-Breeds. And that allows the ball to go out of bounds, so they'll have a chance to set up their defense. Good transition for the Eagles. Oh, shots up. That does not go in for the Antioch Half-Breeds, but rebounded by Raven. Raven Phillips with the ball. She gets over to Trisha Morgan for three. Doesn't go in off the back of the rim, but rebounded by Raven Phillips. She puts up a shot. That doesn't go in either. But this one's rebounded by number 20, Kristen Phillips. All right, back to Morgan. Morgan's got the ball. She puts it down to the post. Who goes deeper? Raven Phillips with a nice little off-the-glass jumper. All right. Julia Johnson's the ball now. She passes to Madison. They break through the defense. This is great to see. Oh, and the pass over to Julia Johnson gets intercepted. Oh, and Julia, the ball got passed up to Morgan for the Half-Breeds, and as she tried to break away, Julia Johnson got in her way, and that forces a foul. Six fouls now for the Eagles with 5 minutes to go. The score is 8-2. And it's good to see the Eagles. Three-point shot up for Morgan. That doesn't go in. Rebound by Dontessa. Dontessa first through the sideline. She goes for a breakaway. She pulls back. This is Bobby. Bobby pulls it back. All right, now over to Julie on the left-hand side. Now over to Madison. up on the post to Dantesta. Dantesta puts up a shot. Ooh, deflected by number 22, Tara Wolf. Good deflection. All right, shots up now on the breakaway for number 20. That doesn't go in, but rebound by 22, Tara Wolf. That one does go in. The score now 2-10. The score makes it 20. Oh, and this time the full court seems to have worked as a forced a turnover. Trisha Maloney's got the ball. Her layup does not go in, but she fights hard for the rebound and gets it. All right. We got, looks like a 2-3 zone coming up here for the Sandpoint Eagles on their defense. They're doing a pretty good job transitioning into it quickly when we have to switch from offense to defense. All right. Ooh, quick move over. There's a cross-the-court pass, which left a wide-open Crimson Phillips for a 2-point jumper. Score now 12-2 in favor of the ANIAC Half-Breeds. All right, now here comes Dantesta and Bobby. Ooh, Bobby with the ball. She did a big cross-course pass to where Madison was not looking at the ball, and that one goes out of bounds. All right. Madison's got to be looking for the ball when it comes her way. She's the one that's down court. They need to get the ball to her in order to break past the defense, and she's got to be ready for it when it comes her way. Oh, Dantesta with a soaring reach and just intercepts a weak pass. Great job. All right, Bobby's got the ball. Joe, she's got a really good pass to Mariana. It gets intercepted by Raven Phillips. She's at the right place. She's just passing it down to I believe, who's her sister, number 20, Crimson Phillips. And timeout is called by Bobby. She's bringing everyone in so they can talk about what's going on because this game is getting away from them. But we're seeing a really good effort from the Eagles this game. I was really happy to see them, working on that. They've worked on the full court press. They understand what they need to do in order to get around it. And I think that with a little bit more, analysis of what they're doing and how they can beat the full court, they could really do a good job of disengaging the ANIAC's defense. ANIAC, of course, playing a good game. They had a really hard-fought match yesterday against Sioux Valley. They ended up losing. This game that we're playing today will be for 5th or 6th place, so a very important game to see who gets that 5th position. And this is a full timeout, so the players are just stretching to keep warm, talking about the offense, and good effort being brought by the Eagles. Happy to see that. And don't forget, coming up next after this game at 10:30, we've got the Sandpoint boys, they'll be playing against Nanana. Now, Sandpoint they'll be playing as well for 5th or 6th place, but don't let that deceive you. Every single game they played was a heartbreaking loss. They did such a great job. They played better defense than anyone else in this tournament. There's no doubt about it. All right, the Eagles have the ball again. Oh, and a pass almost gets intercepted, but Dantesta is there. She drives down the post. She runs into Raven Phillips, who uses her long reach to get the ball out. And it ends up in the hands of number 22, Tara Wolf. But Madison and Laney both fight for the ball from Tara, and that's going to be a jump ball throw-in for the Eagles. All right, Raven playing some really tight defense on Laney, but she gets it on Tanisa. Tanisa puts up a shot, rebounded by Savannah. Savannah puts up a shot. That one doesn't go in, but rebounded by Julia. Julia puts up one more shot. Oh, just over the rim. And rebounded by Raven Phillips. She's moving fast. She had Crimson up there, and she does a pass to her, but the breakaway was just too much speed, and the ball outruns her. So this will be possession now for the Eagles. All right, Laney brings the ball up. She passes over to Dantesta. Back to Laney. Laney drives it in. Looking back to Dantesta. All right, Laney out the ball. Ooh, tries to get Madison. Raven is able to get her hands on it, though, and knocks it out of bounds. Almost saves it, too, but this will be a throw-in for the Eagles. All right, Dantesta with the ball now on the inside post. She drives down the baseline. Oh, puts up a layup, but it gets deflected by Trisha Morgan. Morgan with the ball. She drives it coast to coast, going all the way. She puts up a nice floating layup and draws a foul. Man, really great talent from number 33. Oh, and we have Dantesta on the ground. That block that she did against Trisha's layup is going to have her limp off the floor. Looks like she just needs to walk it off. Nothing serious. In fact, now she's tying her shoe. So maybe it was just her shoe that was untied, causing her to limp like that. Score 16-2 with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Exciting game to watch right here just because we're seeing some good development of the Sandpoint Eagles. You know, they're really understanding how to play the ANIAC team as they played them yesterday and trying to do a good job of penetrating into their defense. And we're seeing a lot more success this time, and I hope that they can, you know, come up with what they need. They have the potential. They have the ability. And ANIAC is playing a strong game. You know, they had a real hard loss yesterday against Sioux Valley for the chance to go in and play for third or fourth. And then later today, we, of course, got the Sandpoint Eagles playing next. And then at 3 o'clock today, we will have the rookies playing for the championship game. They will be playing against, I believe, Sioux Valley. And then after that, at 4:30, we will have the King Cove boys playing their championship game against Wasilla Lake, which should be probably one of the best games of the day. Trisha Morgan puts up her shot. Doesn't go in, but rebounded by Laney. All right. Ooh, Laney's trying to get it over to Madison, but it's stolen by Trisha Morgan. It's an incredible behind-the-back, around-the-rim layup. That was a great play. And now the ANIAC half-breeds are switching into a zone defense that does not involve the full-court press. Okay, Bobby almost loses the ball. Now it's lost in the pass to Laney, and it goes back to Morgan for the half-breed. She's met by Julia. All right. Ooh, Julia. She works her way around Julia, but gets to the left side of the perimeter. Back up to the top of the perimeter now. 23, Julia Peterson's got the ball. Ends up back in Trisha Morgan's hands. She puts up a shot. Does not go in. Rebound by Raven Phillips. Bobby puts good pressure on Raven, though. Oh, rebound by number 20 for the ANIAC. Madison gets the ball. And fortunately, no travel call there. And Bobby Dushkin out with it in her own territory. She was looking up and down, trying to find somebody open. She got Madison on the post. Madison was wide open. Oh, and now Trisha was just waiting for that little bounce pass in there. She scoops it right up, puts up a nice layup. She was tightly guarded by Bobby. Well, under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Score now 2-20. All right, Bobby Dushkin with the ball. And, you know, ANIAC's really able to sink their shots today. They were having a little bit of a hard time with that yesterday against Standpoint. They have some good defense by the Lady Eagles. Oh, and that shot by Laney's going to come up shy. Rebound by Morgan. She runs down and pulls back a little bit. Savannah was going to give her a little defense. All right, number 23's got the ball. Oh, deflected into the hands of Laney. Back over to Julia. Julia over to Madison. Oh, and that pass just went a little bit too far to the right and is going to go out of bounds. So that will give the possession back over to ANIAC. Oh, actually, they're going to say that was deflected, so that would be possession for Standpoint. All right, Bobby drives down the lane. Oh, the ball just gets knocked out and into the hands of Raven Phillips. Raven gets fouled by Julia, breaking it down for the hoop. She'll go to the line for two. That makes 8 fouls now for the Eagles, 2 for ANIAC, with 7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. That'll be the second foul for Julia. Phillips with her first shot, does not go in. She'll get one more chance. Everyone lines up for the rebound. All right, and that one will go in. Madison throws the ball over to Bobby. And she's going to have a chance for one last quick shot here. Just a chance at the time. And that buzzer's going to ring. She does not have the time to get one off, so there we go, 1 minute on that quarter break. The score 21-2, ANIAC having a more successful offense this game than they did last time against the Eagles, allowing them to score more baskets and create a wider deficit. I think yesterday the score was somewhere like 25-8 for the final score, and already ANIAC has 21. Their team is much more on it. Perhaps it's just a little bit of the tire from playing yesterday, resting today, playing the day before, and then having to play early morning games every single time really gets you tired. So we'll see what happens here. You know, this is the end of the tournament. They've done a great job, Lady Eagles, really contributing to the game, really growing and learning. We'll see what Coach Julian's got in store for us in the second period. All right, we've got 10 seconds to go here until the break. And there they go. The throw in will be for the Anak half breeds. Alright, and 13's going to throw in to Morgan. Morgan brings the ball up. Alright, dishes it over to Crimson Phillips, up to the top to Peterson. Back over down to the right hand side where Trisha Morgan takes a 3-point shot. Ooh, nuts. She drains that one, making the score now 24-2. Favor of Aniak. All right, Bobby moves down fast. Oh, the ball almost does get knocked out by number 20, Crimson Phillips, playing some real strong effort into her defense. Wasn't able to recover it, though, so it'll go out of bounds off of her. Looks like Raven's limping a little bit. She ended up on the floor trying to get the ball. All right, pass all the way over now to Julie on the 3-point perimeter on the left-hand side. Julie's looking for somebody to get open. Oh, down, pass over to Savannah. That was passed to Mariana. Quickly passed to Savannah. Savannah passes back to Julia. Back now to Savannah to Julia for three. Oh, off the front of the rim. Rebound by Dantessa. Dantessa moves down the baseline. Puts up a shot. Does not go in. Oh, this one is rebound by Mariana. Mariana puts up a shot, and that one almost goes down. Just not quite. Rebound this time by Trisha Morgan. All right, Trisha with the ball. She gets over number 23, where Juliana Peterson's got it. Oh, and a pass gets almost intercepted by Julia, but recovered by number 13, Caitlin Morrow. And she's able to get 2 points out of that one, making the score now 26-2. Julia with the ball, passing it over to Silvana. Silvana's running some defense trouble. She doesn't know what to do. She takes it away from Trisha Morgan, but Trisha just takes it away. She's got a fast-breaking Crimson Phillips. Almost loses the ball and wisely passes it back to Morgan. Morgan takes the shot, does not go in. And we've got Silvana coming out and Marissa coming in. And so the throw-in will go now for the Eagles as... All right, Bobby takes the ball down. She calls out the play, trying to get the motion from the team. And Julia passes down on Tessa. Tessa breaks down into the lane, puts up a shot, and gets fouled on her way up. So she'll get a chance for two at the line. All right. Third foul so far this half for the Antioch half-breed. The first one for number 33, Trisha Morgan. Now Tessa lines up her shot. And it's good. That gives the Eagles 3 points. All right, Dantessa lines up. Puts it up. Oh, off the rim. That one's rebounded by Morgan. She gets the ball and jogs it up to half court, where she'll end up at Julia Johnson. Julia puts a nice little pressure on here. Julia's got such great speed. Oh, and forces a bad pass. Julia almost gets the ball. Ends up in the hands of Morgan. It almost went into Marissa's hands herself. This rebound shot went up by number 23, Juliana Peterson. Rebounded by Bobby. You take it coast to coast. Puts up an all layup off the glass. Doesn't make it in. Rebound by number 21, Amanda Holt. Morgan's got the ball. She puts up a layup. Yeah, they're going to have to call that one, Julia. Which just might be, I hope, only her third foul for Julia. Third foul for Julia. Still kind of getting into the foul trouble. She's going to have to come out, and Madison will come in. But she put a lot of pressure on Morgan. Morgan sinks her first shot. I think 33, Trisha Morgan actually won the free throw contest yesterday that they had. There was a 3-point and a free throw contest. And I believe she won it for the ladies. All right, that one does not go in. Rebounded by, Mariana. She just passes the ball a little bit too much behind Marissa for her to get. So that will be a throw-in for the half-breeds in their own territory. Oh, Julia gets her hand. Bobby did a great poke through, got the ball, and she was able to regain control of it, but it was right on the sideline. I think her foot just touched the line out of bounds. 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go here in the first half. And it has the ball, and a missed pass gets put down the baseline, but it's recovered by Peterson. All right, Morgan's got the ball. She's looking for a lane. She finds it, puts up a layup, and she gets fouled going up. This foul, I believe, is on Mariana. And So Morgan, yep, that one was on Mariana. And Morgan will go to the line one more time. She misses her first shot. All right, Morgan for a second attempt. That one goes in, nothing but net. All right, and a substitution as Lane comes in for Mariana. Bobby Driscoll with the ball. She passes it over to the left-hand side of the perimeter to Madison, who gets it right over to Dantessa, who puts up a nice little jumper, but it's off the back iron, rebounded by the half-breed. Morgan with the ball. She brings it up. All right, three-point shot from the top of the key. Oh, doesn't go in. Bobby Driscoll with the rebound. She's being followed tightly by Morgan. She puts up a layup. Oh, it goes in. What great physical and athletic performance from Bobby. She really just got the ball coast to coast. Morgan was coming up right behind her to steal, and now playing tight defense and gets a steal off of Morgan. Oh, and Morgan with a reach in. Not happy about the way Bobby stole the ball. And so she has a reach in there for a foul. Bobby doing a good job leading the team. You know, she's really been the heart and soul for the offense and defense, and done a great job this senior year of hers in helping guide this young Lady Eagles defense and offense. All right, so a pass over to Madison goes out of bounds, and Bobby playing some really tight defense against Morgan again, bumping a little bit too hard, though. And Morgan will go to the line. That's a first, though, for Bobby, thankfully. Morgan will go to the line. This is over 10 fouls now for the Eagles in this half. So Morgan will get two opportunities at the free throw line. Coach Julian calls over Bobby. Just probably tell her don't worry about bumping her like that. If she gets around you, you know, just try to keep her in front of you. Do not try to bump people. Oh, and a nice reach this time by Morgan against Bobby, which causes Bobby to stop up, but she doesn't lose the ball. Oh! And Dantessa got a good pick, but the defense was able to compensate for that pick very quickly. She still tried to drive the lane. But, Lane now gets a throw in. She puts it up for a nice two-point jumper. Good job by Laney on that one. All right, Morgan's trying to catch them off transition. She did, but they're able to recover. Oh, Dantessa with a quick poker. Oh, and she gets tripped up. Recovered. Juliana Peterson puts up a three-pointer. That one does not go in. Rebound this time by Bobby. Bobby's got a couple. She's going to weave her way in and out, and Aniak will have time to transition. Not going for the fast break that time. All right, Bobby calling up the play. She finds Dantessa, breaks it back in. Bobby passes it back to Dantessa, says, you drive. All right, Laney. Pass just tips up to her, and she's not able to recover it. That'll be out of bounds in possession of the Eagles. Oh, no. Yeah, Madison stepped in to throw in the ball, but it's actually going to Aniak. It went off the hands of Laney. Morgan with the ball. She dishes to the top of the post for number 21, gets it over 25. 25 with a nice little shot off the glass. That's Brianna Simeon. 22nd being taken by Coach Julian. And seeing everyone for the half-breed step up this game. Last game, that wasn't really the case. It was more led by the big players, Raven Phillips, Trisha Morgan, but this time we're seeing the other teammates contribute a lot to the game. And, I'm 8 points now for the Eagles, that's almost matching what they did last game for the entire game. So much more high-scoring game. We've seen the Eagles gain some momentum, score some points. I'll be excited to see if they can do something off this timeout. You know, they will have – it'll be white ball as Bobby throws it in. Dantessa takes it up. They've got a plan. Bobby moves up around top of the post. She's looking for an open lane. Okay, they're trying to look for a pick. Someone's taking it. Oh, dish over to Dantessa on the left-hand side. She drives down the lane, puts up a shot off the glass. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Morgan. Morgan's got an open lane. She's driving down fast. She passes it over to a fast-breaking Crimson. No, that's Juliana Peterson. And she was able to take it off the glass. Nice layup by her for 2 points. score 33-7 now with 3 minutes to go in the first half. All right, Bobby asking for someone to set up on the top of the post. She gets Madison up there. Brings around the left-hand side of the perimeter. Dishes down to Dontessa. Dontessa up to the top of the perimeter where Laney gets the ball. Pass back to Dontessa. Over to Laney now. Oh, that's Dontessa. Almost lost. Good pick set up, though. Pick and rolled by Laney. Laney with the ball now. That was a great pick and roll. Oh, and three-pointer. Rebound. Oh, by Dontessa. And 13 reaches in there for a grab to Caitlin Moreau, and that's going to be a jump ball in favor of the Eagles. So a throw in underneath their own basket. Over to Madison. Now Dontessa. Pass over to Laney. Laney gets it to Bobby at the top of the three-point perimeter. Bobby's going to look for something. She's got a pick. Not able to get through the defense. She tries to split through her defenders. Yeah, she goes in. She's able to draw a foul. So that will be a throw-in for the Eagles. They're one foul away from going to the line. But there's only 2 minutes to go here in the half, and at the half, everything gets reset in terms of fouls for counting for baskets. Oh, Magic is a great pass down into the paint, and she puts up a good little jumper. 2 points for Madison. Making the score now 33-9. 2 minutes to go, and Morgan's just going to walk the ball up. She gets a little bounce pass over to Juliana Peterson. Back to the top where number 25 gets it. Now 21. Over to Morgan for a wide open 3-point shot on the left-hand side. Dontessa rebounds. She's going to get another with Dontessa and Caitlin Moreau again fighting for a jump ball. This one will go in favor of the half-breeds. All right. Moreau will throw it in. She finds, Julia Peterson, who gets stuffed by Laney. And the rebound went all the way back over to Trisha Morgan, though. All right, her first shot didn't go in. She takes a second shot this time. It doesn't go in either. Rebounded by number 25, Rihanna Simeon. That one doesn't go in either. The possession ends up now in the hands of the Eagles. It's just 90 seconds to go in the first half. Bobby's going to take it up. Oh, she had a good pass to Laney that does not go in. Pass to Laney, just goes off the tip of her hand, and the ball ran out the gymnasium, and I ran to get the ball, so that's why I disappeared for a second there. But we're back to action now. 23 has it. Number 13 for the Haniac Half-Breeds. Gets it over to Trisha Morgan, who sinks her second three-pointer of the day, making the score now 36-9, with just a minute left to go. All right, Bobby's going to see if they can't get a couple more points on the board to go into this halftime. Oh, she drives the lane. And, yep, okay, good job, Bobby. Drives the lane. He is able to draw a foul, and she'll get a 1-1 opportunity now as Aniak has 7 fouls. Bobby lines up on the half on the free throw line. Oh, that first one does not go in. Rebound by Morgan. Bobby jumping all around to Morgan's got no help. She's able to start dribbling, though. Oh, Bobby tries to reach in for a steal. Doesn't make it happen. Pass down to the bottom of the post where I believe number 21 Holt had it. All right. Her shot didn't go in. Rebound by Bobby. Bobby's got 36 seconds. She finds, passes on Tessa. Gets intercepted by 23 Jordan Peterson into the hands of Morgan. Morgan tries to, Morgan passes up to Jordan Peterson, who's doing a fast break, but Peterson lost control of the ball. And before she goes out of bounds, she's able to scoop it up and do a push back in to save it, and it bounces off of Bobby. So, another three-point shot by Morgan. Does not go in. Rebounded by Peterson. Peterson back to Morgan, who passes down low to number 13, Moreau. That one does not go in, but it ends up in the hands of Morgan one more time, and she puts it up in there for 2 points. Score now 38-9. 10 seconds to go. Dontessa's got the ball. Intercepted by Moreau. Her pass to Laney got intercepted. She puts it away up, and Bobby's going to get a blocking call. Oh, and then we have a charging call. Great job, Bobby. Bobby planted her feet and was able to get a charge. Good job, Bobby. There'll be enough time for a half-court shot, essentially. It'll be 1-1. And they called that foul. It should have been a 1-1 opportunity for Bobby. I don't understand why they didn't do that, but that's happened a few times so far in this game. So here at the half, the score is 38-9. A very strong showing coming out of the half breeds. They're doing it much better this game than they did in the last time they played the Eagles. But the Eagles are also doing better themselves in this game. So it's good to see both teams doing better. Antioch is coming out on top, but we're seeing some good effort from our girls. And the Sandpoint boys are going over to their locker rooms to change out and get ready for their game coming up at 10:30 against Nenana. That should be a really good game. I think the Sandpoint boys should have a very good chance winning this one. They played with more heart than any other team out there, and so I think that this time their effort's going to get paid off. So we got 10 minutes to go until the next half. Virgil, I'm going to hand it over to you, and I'll give you a call back in a few minutes. A minute underway as in the second half. Trisha Morgan now with the ball for Antioch underneath the post, and she works a nice little off-the-glass layup. The score now is 40-9 in favor of the half-breeds. Not a lot of action so far in this first half. But Bobby just came out with the ball. She runs it all the way around. She had a wide-open look. Laney was in front of her, but no defense on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Oh, and the pass to Laney goes back to Dontessa, breaking for the basket. She can't hold on to it. That's a turnover. In the hands now, number 20. Gets it down to Raven Phillips. Raven brings it down to the post even, down the perimeter even further. And almost went out of bounds, but it was saved by Morgan. A jump shot by number 25, that's Brianna Simeon. And as Brianna was trying to get the ball back, it gets taken from her by Bobby. Or not Bobby, sorry. It gets knocked out of the hands by Madison. And they're going to say that she was shooting. Two fouls so far for the Eagles. Sibian goes to the line for two opportunities. She misses her first one.
They want shirts? Yay.
And she misses her second one. Rebound, though, by Raven Phillips. All right, back to number 25 now. Back to 20. Raven Phillips has the ball now. She gets down to Morgan on the post. She puts up a nice shot off the glass. Two more points for Trisha Morgan. All right. Ball taken up by Bobby. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobby puts up a shot. Goes over the rim. Rebound by Morgan. The ball is now in the hands of Crimson Phillips. All right, she gets it over to Raven. Back now over to Trisha Morgan. Oh, but it gets stolen. The ball's in Dontessa's hands. She gets it on the left-hand side where Julia Johnson's got the ball. She gets it on the top of the perimeter to Laney. Laney's got some tight defense being played on her, but she's able to shake it. But, oh, the ball's stolen by Trisha Morgan. All right, she gets the ball to Crimson Phillips. It looks like they're giving Crimson a chance to play point guard today, get her experience, as Crimson is only a ninth grader and will be coming up here in the next few years to probably lead this team. And her sister is graduating, Raven Phillips, and then Trisha Morgan will also be graduating. So we're trying to work to develop a new up-and-coming talent. All right, Lane with the ball. She gets it down to Bobby. Almost loses it. She passes Dontessa. Dontessa almost loses it, but she's able to regain control. Takes a pass over to Laney. Over to Julia. Down to the paint. But Bobby gets it, and that's how you do it right there. Great passing. Back and forth. Strong passes from the Eagles. They get a wide-open look for Bobby. The score now 42-11. All right, ball to Crimson Thorpe. Oh, intercepted by Dontessa. Dontessa's got a fast break. She's got Crimson on her, though. And as Dontessa was going towards the layup, she was bumped too hard by but she was not shooting at the time, so it's going to be a throw in underneath the own basket. Dontessa sees a wide-open Madison. Madison takes a shot, and it's almost in. Rebound by Phillips, Crimson Phillips. All right, she will take the ball up herself. Passes over number 25, Brianna Simeon. Her shot doesn't go in. Rebound by Bobby's breaking fast, but she's got Raven Phillips right behind her. Oh, Bobby can't control the dribble. Pulls up. Over to Madison. Now Laney. Laney sees an open Bobby O. And the pass is really strong from Laney, but Bobby was not able to keep her hands around it. So it goes out of bounds. Ball is brought up by Crimson now. She's looking for someone to get open. Sees Raven on the left-hand side, who gets down to Morgan. Morgan drives into the paint, and as she puts up a shot, she gets fouled and will go to the line for a chance at two. All right, so Morgan goes to the line. That's going to be a fourth foul for Laney, and she will have a substitution. Mariana's going to come in for Laney, who will probably sit down until the fourth quarter. All right, Morgan sets up her next shot. That one does not go in, and we have 22 coming in now for the Antioch Half-Breed, the Tierra Wolf. All right, Dontessa brings up the ball. She gets it over to Madison. Madison back to Dontessa, who wraps around to the left-hand side, the right-hand side of the printer. She puts up a shot. Oh, nothing but net. Great jumper from Dontessa. Exciting to see Dontessa, how she'll come up in the next couple of years, too, as a ball player. Definitely developing a lot of talent early. All right, number 23 puts up a shot for the Antioch Half-Breed. Doesn't go in. Oh, tussle for the rebound. Bobby and Raven throw a quick pop play. It gets put into the hands of Trisha Morgan. Oh, and that shot does not go in. Rebounded by Julia Johnson. It goes to Bobby. And Bobby brings around to the left-hand side of the perimeter, where she's looking for a plane to get set up. She wraps it all the way around now to the right-hand side. Oh, almost loses ball, possession of the ball. Gets rid of Dontessa. Dontessa with it. She gets Julia on the left-hand side of the perimeter. Back over to Dontessa, even further down the perimeter. Dontessa brings it up, gets a pick from Julia. All right, Dontessa now with the ball. She gets over to Mariana, but a nice poke in there by Crimson, who gets it over to number 23, Peterson. Doesn't make it. Rebounded by Raven Phillips. That one does go in. Good steal by Crimson Phillips, and then she tried to get it over to Julia Peterson. Her layup didn't go in, though, but 2 points on the board for Raven. All right, so Madison with the ball now. She finds Julia. One more steal by Crimson Phillips. This time she's going to take it all the way herself and scores 2 points. And we've got a timeout. And we've got a quick opportunity for some substitutions. Morgan, Trisha Morgan's going to sit down for Anna Half-Breed, and who else came in? Dontessa's going to sit down for the Eagles. And we've got Silvana back in the game. All right, Bobby running all around. She gets a good pick from Madison. She tries to drive into a lane. Yep, that's going to be charging on Bobby. She tried to split the defense, but they were planted very firmly. All right, Crimson's going to bring it up here for the Half-Breed. She's still in Raven on the left-hand side perimeter. Back up to Peterson on the top. Ooh, and Julia poked her foot in there a little bit and was able to kick out the ball, but that foot's going to give her a foul. That's 4 for Julia now. Throw in for the Antioch Half-Breed. All right, Crimson's got it. She finds Peterson on the left-hand side. Gets down to the bottom of the post, where number 22 gets it. Puts up a shot. That doesn't go in. Rebounded by Mariana Larson. Good rebound. Madison's going to take the ball up now. All right. Madison gets over to the left-hand side where Julia's got it. Julia back to the top of the perimeter. Now to the post where Bobby puts up a shot. Does not go in. Out of bounds. And Julia's going to get substituted by Marissa. And Crimson Phillips brings the ball up very quickly. She gets it over to Raven on the left-hand side. Back over to the right-hand side now where Tara Wolf puts up a shot. Sorry, no, it's Juliana Peterson. And the rebound spot for... And as there's a fight for the rebound and a foul, I believe, on the Eagles, yeah, on Silvana. She was fighting hard for that rebound. Good hustle by Silvana. Oh, she almost gets a steal there. Silvana almost got her hands on that throw in, but it was saved by Raven. She got it to Peterson. And timeout being called by the players on the Eagles. And they come over to get some words from the coach. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. The score is 48-13 in favor of ANIAC. Seeing some banana players getting ready for the game. The Eagles are getting prepared themselves. We should be seeing them here in a few minutes, I believe. Looking forward to this game. Sandpoint should have a really good opportunity to beat Nanana. They've had such great games. Every single game they've played so far, you know, neck and neck with both their competitors. They played the best teams this tournament and really came out looking great in both games. Just weren't able to hold on to it, sadly. But, man, such great playing from Sandpoint boys. What a great team. And Bobby drives down the lane, and the ball got poked out from underneath her. And her and Raven both went to the ground for the ball, and we're going to have a jump ball in favor of ANIAC. Crimson runs the ball up fast. She likes to play with speed. Peterson now with the ball. She passes it over to the top of the free throw line where 22, Sarah Wolf had it, but who was it? I think that was Bobby, got her hands on it as well, so we had a second jump ball, that one in favor of the Eagles. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Madison's bringing the ball up herself. She gets it, tries to pass it down low to Bobby. It gets poked out by Juliana Peterson, but Bobby's able to remain in control of it, and she brings it back to the top of the perimeter. She gets a great pick by Silvana. Three-point shot. Oh, in and out. Marianne with the rebound. Oh, we're going to have almost not a jump ball. Kind of gets it. I would imagine. Madison, good of a shot for two. Doesn't make it. Rebounded by Marianne put up another huge shot to glass. That would have been going either. 10 seconds left to go. Crimson Phillips has one opportunity to get this into the basket. And she's going to have some pressure put on her. She puts up a buzzer beater. Oh, and it goes out of bounds. 1 second left to go. And Bobby's going to get a throw in. And Bobby tries to put the shot. Not going to be able to make it to the basket. At the end of the third quarter, the score is 48-13 in favor of ANIAC. We'll have a quick one-minute break here between the quarters. Good effort being played by the Lady Eagles. High-scoring game for them so far compared to what they did against ANIAC last time. So good offense. And yeah, they have a signature good defense that they bring to the games as well. ANIAC has done a good job, though, mobilizing several players, not just a couple players, like they did last game, and that's really allowed them to play a stronger game on their end. But exciting to see Lady Eagles become better and better with each game that they play. These girls have a lot of heart. You know, they're really trying. They want to win. And I see some of the boys coming out. They're getting ready for their game, cheering on the Lady Eagles. But you can see that they're getting pumped up and ready to go in there. See Brett Stokes. Joel and Roeder and Maynard are all sitting next to each other. Maynard's got his feet moving up and down, getting ready for him to flip his fast speed. Lightning quick Maynard. Excited to see these boys play. All right, the throw-in at the beginning of this quarter will be for ANIAC, and it'll be thrown into Crimson Phillips. Crimson with the ball. She gets over to Raven. Oh, puts him a shot for three, but Santessa got a hand on it. And that's going to be, even with Dontessa getting her hand on it, it was still able to do it. Able to make it there, but was not able to get into the basket. And Bobby's running the ball all up and down. And they're going to call a foul on Raven that time as Bobby was running around and trying to get open. And got tripped up a little bit. So that will be one foul on Raven, her second for the game. And Raven's just kind of laughing about it because I don't think she felt like that was a foul. All right, throw into Madison. Madison gets it back to Dontessa. Tested, brings it over to the left-hand side. Takes the pass to Laney. Laney on the top of the... Oh, almost intercepted by Crimson Phillips, but back in the hands of Dontessa. Oh, Dontessa passes it to the top of the key, where to the top of the three-point line, where Madison was waiting for it, and she was not able to hold on to the ball, so it's going to go out of bounds. Throw in at half court for the half-breeds. All right, Crimson with the ball. She passes it over to Juliana Peterson. Puts up a three-point shot. Does not go in. Rebound by Laney. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Laney's going to bring the ball up. Nice little spin move by Laney to shake her defender. Over to Madison. Now over to Julia. Julia having some trouble, but she's able to get over to Madison. She finds, Laney breaking down towards the basket, but she wasn't able to hit the ball. Intercepted by Juliana Peterson, who works her way around the defense and is able to put a nice shot up off the glass. Score 50-13 now. And Dontessa will bring the ball up. She fakes out her defense and puts it over to Madison on the top of the perimeter. Madison to the left-hand side. Stops up. Puts on the post where Dontessa breaks through the defense, puts up a nice shot off the glass. Did not go in, though, but that was a really good move by Dontessa. All right, pass over to Phillips, Raven Phillips. She gets it over to the free throw line. The number 13 get. All right, Crimson now for three. Oh, up and over the backboard. It hit the rim and went up and around. All right, Dontessa with the ball now. She is going to run it up past half court. Gets it over to Laney. Laney to the top of the perimeter. Oh, down into Dontessa's hands, where her and Raven will go for a jump ball. Possession will go to the Eagles. Throw in, got tipped off the hands of one of the half-breeds and goes out of bounds. They'll get one more try at this. All right, Dontessa got it on the baseline. Oh, she tries to put up a shot. And she puts up the shot. Oh, I think that'll be one more foul on Raven. Raven's so upset. And Dontessa will go to the line for two. Six minutes to go here in the game. Dontessa gets the ball. She lines up her shot. Puts it up. Ooh, just off the back iron. Substitutions. Number 25, Brianna Simeon's going to come in for Raven. That second one by Dontessa goes in. So the score now is 50-14 with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left to go. Crimson brings the ball up. She gets it over. Oh, to Juliana Peterson. Dontessa almost is able to steal it away, though. Juliana takes it back to Crimson. Crimson being tightly guarded by Bobby. Oh, and Julia's able to get a hand in there. She passes it over, though, to Brianna Simeon. And Simeon has the ball deflected away from her by Mariana. So that'll be a throw-in for the half-breeds. All right, throw-ins right underneath the basket into deep traffic, and the Eagles are able to come away with it. Big pass by Laney over to a breaking away Bobby Dushkin, but she had two defenders right around her, and number 22, Kara Wolf, was able to get it. All right, 25 now has the ball. Ooh. All right. And the ball was up sent into the top of the post with number 13, Caitlin Moreau. To break into the traffic. She had steps between two of the Eagles, though, and that will be a foul, and she'll have a chance to go to the line. Well, puts up her first one, and it goes in. And she puts up the second one. That also goes in. Good free throws from number 13, Caitlin Moreau. 52-14 now, 5 minutes and 19 seconds left to go. Dontessa gets it over to Laney at the top of the perimeter. Laney's going to bring it on the right-hand side. Oh, she got Bobby below the post. Oh, and Bobby puts a great shot just off the back of the rim. Doesn't make it in. Good effort, though. Great passing. That below, you know, that down-low work that they have success with would be a great game for them to develop. All right, Juliana Peterson with the ball now. She takes it to the top of the perimeter. Over to Brianna Simeon. Simeon, it was a big pass that's intercepted by Dontessa. She's breaking away. Puts him away up and fouled. Great job by Dontessa. to steal the ball, take it all the way herself, and then draw a foul. Good effort by Dantessa. And Dantessa will go to the line for two.
Reward. I need a reward. I need something.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, Dantessa makes her first free throw. All right, and she goes for a second one. Doesn't go in, but the rebound's gotten by Lainey. Goes between her legs over to Bobby. Bobby with a shot. The three doesn't go in. Oh, and Dantessa really got her hands on the rebound, but it was more of a pop than anything. All right. All right. Number 20 has the ball now for Antioch. Oh, and it was stolen as the ball went over to Caitlin Moreau. Dantessa put some good pressure on it. Cross the court pass to Brianna Simeon. All right, back up to Simpson. Simpson for three. Doesn't go in. Rebounded by Mariana. All right. Now, number 34, Dantessa. Takes the ball to the perimeter. Oh, intercepted by Crimson. Crimson is able to drive it. She's going to have some defense, though. Oh, and missing her layup as Lady is able to put a surprise little shout right into her face. Bobby takes the ball now all the way up off the glass. Doesn't make it in. Out of bounds. I believe it's going to be out of bounds on Crimson. And good job by Lady to really get in there and shout in Crimson's face without fouling her and disrupted her layup. And Crimson's going to come out, and her sister, I believe her sister Raven's going to come in for her. But, you know, number 20 did a great job of leading the team there as a ninth grader. It'll be exciting to see her as she comes more of a better ball player. All right, Bobby Dutchman for two. Great shot by her. That brings score now to 17, 52-17 in favor of Antioch. And now 34 Raven girls will bring the ball up over. She gets to the left-hand side with 23, Joanne Pearson. Back now over to number 25, and now to 13. Over 25, she takes a jump shot. That's Brianna Simeon. Does not go in, and Mariana is there for the rebound. All right, she'll get it over to Lainey, who will dribble it up to the top of the perimeter. Takes a pass over to the right-hand side. Gets it to Julia. Takes a jump shot off the glass. Does not go in. Rebounded by Peterson for Antioch. Goals the ball. She brings it to the top of the perimeter. Looks for a play to get set up. She's going to have, some tight pressure by Julia Johnson. All right. Phillips with the ball. She gets down to the bottom of the post where Lady puts another big shout in the face of number 22, Tara Wolf. And that disrupts her shot as well. It's a good job by Lady not to foul. She's got four fouls, and one more will mean the end of the tournament for her. We only got 3 minutes to go here, though, and these girls for the Eagles are playing probably the best game of their of the game so far. Doing a great job. Lady puts up a shot, does not go in, rebounded by Madison. Madison puts up her own shot. That one does go in. The score now 52-19. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left to go. All right, pass from Phillips goes over to Peterson. Peterson puts up a jump shot from three. That one does not go in. Ball's in the hands of Bobby Dutchman. She brings it up fast. She's trying to beat the defense, but the ball set just in time. Great pick by Mariana. Bobby puts up a shot. Oh, good distance, just a little bit too far over it. Phillips trying to get a good pass over to Peterson. Peterson gets the pass to Tara Wolf. Tara takes a shot. Rebounded by Julia Johnson. Julia gets it over to Lainey. Lainey brings it over to Mariana. Ooh, and that pass by Mariana just goes off her hands and out of bounds. We're going to have some substitutions as number 21, Amanda Holt's going to come in for Tara Wolf. And Trisha Morgan's going to come in for Julia Peterson. And then also I see Dantessa coming down. No, Mariana's coming out, and we've got Silvana back in. All right, Morgan for three. That one does not go in. Rebounded by Lainey. She gets it over to Bobby. Bobby moving quickly, but she's met by Morgan. She's able to shake faster. Takes it to the left-hand side. Julia for three. Oh, off the back of the rim. Rebounded by number 13, Caitlin Moreau. Into the hands of Raven Phillips. Raven takes it to the top. The perimeter over the left-hand side. Tristan Morgan gets it down to the bottom of the post and Moreau puts up a shot, gets fouled on the way up. We'll go to line for two. And that is the final foul for Lainey. Lainey played one half of the game, though. Good job by her. And she goes and sits down. And her feet, you can tell her legs are tired. She's walking it off right now. Good game by Lainey. That first free throw goes in for 13. Second one is not. Rebounded by Madison. Oh, but Trisha Morgan forces a turnover. Puts up a shot, does not go in. Rebounded by Madison. It gets into the hands of Bobby. Bobby puts up a three. Oh, it's good! Count that. That's going to be 53-22 now with just over a minute to go. Great shot by Bobby. All right, Phillips with the ball. She passes it up to the top of the free throw line where 21 gets it. Over to Morgan. Oh, and Morgan answers with her own three-point shot. Says, I can do that too. All right, Bobby's going to try to answer it back. She runs up quickly. She takes it over to the top of the post. On the perimeter, Bobby answers that with another three-point shot. Great job, Bobby. Thinks it. We'll see if we can't get one more response. Morgan sets herself up on the three-point line. She gets to the free throw with 21 foot of a shot. Going to go out of bounds. Save. Great save by Moreau into the hands of Morgan. She tries to get to number 25. 25 can't hold on to it, though. Intercepted by Madison. Madison gets it over to Dantessa. Dantessa to Julia. Julia on the left-hand side of the perimeter finds Madison. Bobby's calling for the ball. Over to Julia. Julia's doing a shot to shoot. It's good! All right, 8 points being scored back-to-back right here. 27-56 now. All right. And that's the buzzer. No more points will be scored. The final score, though, 56-27. And the same point, the Eagles are taking a high five, so that was a great way to end the game on a high note. And that will be it for the Lady Eagles. They will take sixth in this tournament, and ANIAC will take fifth. Good effort from both teams. They line up for the handshakes. And it's good to see the Eagles walking away happy and excited. And, yeah, they had a great end to that game. It was ended on a high note for them. So good job to the Lady Eagles. Played a great tournament, worked really hard. And we've got the boys coming up in 20 minutes. Actually, I see the clock here. They're going to give us 17 minutes. So in 17 minutes, we'll have the Sandpoint boys playing against the Nanana boys, and they have not played this team, but it should be a really, really fun game to watch. So, Virgil, we'll give you a call back here in a few minutes.
Sounds good. Take a break. Get some water. Talk with you soon, Austin.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.